crate training. I believe that every puppy should start off in a crate. Every puppy. Every dog. Now, does that make me a lot of friends? No. But you came here for the truth, and that's what I'm going to give you. If you paper train or pad train or litter box train, then there is going to be a lot more mistakes in the house, this I can promise you. You're going to have accidents continually. You'll never be able to trust your puppy 100%. Accidents will happen, stains will be made, odors will smell, and each accident will make not having another one even tougher. And it even matters how you place them in the crate. See, dogs can sense your emotions like no other. And if you're placing them in the crate with a, I'm sorry I'm doing this attitude, it will bleed over to your dog and it will be much tougher for him to adjust. Here's why the crate is the method, hands down. Number one, if your puppy cannot keep from peeing and pooping in his crate, then there is no way you're going to keep him from peeing in the house. Number two, the crate will become the puppy's den, the safe spot. The safe place. Number three, it keeps your house cleaner. Number four, it keeps you from buying new furniture and shoes. Number five, it allows you to have more than one pet. Six, it feeding the puppy in the crate keeps the puppy from having aggression about his bowl. Have you ever been around a dog that would bite your hand if you went anywhere near him without eating? The crate helps this a lot. Seven, you can transport him safely in the car. So you're going to have to place him in the car sooner or later. The crate, getting him used to a crate, is the only safe way to transport him in the car. Eight, they can be used when friends come around who don't especially love your dog as much as you do, maybe your mother-in-law. Now this one's big. It helps establish you as the pack leader. You are in control of his destiny. You are the one that feeds him. You're the one that lets him out to pee. You are the leader. See, the crate needs to be the primary home for your puppy from at least 8 weeks to 16 weeks minimum. So what kind of crate? I think the plastic ones are the best. You can clean them out much easier. They can't not be chewed through like the wire cage. It gives your puppy more privacy. You can use it to travel. You can place a seatbelt around it. And did I mention they're much easier to clean? Okay, so let's cover exactly what will happen when you first place your puppy in a crate. Mark my words so that it won't be a surprise to you. He will whine like a baby. I repeat, he will whine like a baby. Howl, scream, kick, and bark. Win this battle. If you go to him and let him out, you are setting yourself up for many sleepless nights. Get through these first few days of whining and you've beaten it. This is the ultimate tough love. Don't tell anybody, but I have a soft spot for little puppies. And my first thought is to run to their aid and when they start whining. But I know enough to know that if I do, then I'm training him that whining means I get out of this cage and into the arms of my owner. Don't do it. Even trying to talk your puppy while he's whining is rewarding him. You're giving him attention. Just don't go there. So let's say that he is whining and an hour or two's gone by. You know that you need to take him outside to the bathroom. Go to the crate, attach the leash, take him outside to pee and poop, and then return to the cage. No playing, no talking, just matter of fact. Not like you're mad at him, but just matter of fact like. Okay, so what can you do to help the screaming and whining? Well, here's a couple of ideas. One, place a blanket or a sheet over the crate so that there's no visual stimulation for the puppy and it quietens down their atmosphere. Two, make sure the crate is in the same room as the family but not the center of attention. Three, you could put a rawhide bone or a chew toy in there. Four, place one of your shirts in there that has your scent inside the crate and make it more homey. If the whining gets too much, either place the crate in another room or in the basement or in the garage. And you could also leave the radio or the television on for some noise. Again, do any of the above, but do not let her out. You will not like the long-term results. So let's say your puppy is 9 weeks old. You place him in the crate with his collar on, right? Every hour and a half to 2 hours, you open the door, you attach the leash. You pick him up and take him outside to the designated area. You stand solid. You give the command that you will give the rest of its life, go potty. and whatever you're going to use, whatever wording you're using, make sure that you have some treats. In the beginning, the majority of your bonding time should be done outside. Play and have a ball inside. Bring it down a notch, though, inside. Slow things down. You don't want your puppy or your dog to be hyper on the inside. Do this till they're at least 6 months old, and this will make a lot of sense later. Repeat this every hour and a half to 2 hours for the first several weeks, and at night you would want to do it every 4 or 5 hours. Now, during the night, a lot of puppies will sleep throughout the night, and you won't have to get up. So don't stress out thinking that this is going to be so hard, because the fact is your puppies will probably sleep 12 to 15 hours a day, if not more, at night. So one of the biggest ways I see clients sabotage this is they keep the dog in the crate too long and the puppy has to pee or poop. And if you do this several times in a row, you're backpedaling fast. Immediately get the paper towels and the bleach spray and wash out the crate. Clean it up as much as possible. Don't allow your puppy to get used to sleeping in his poop or his pee. Set the routine every hour and a half to 2 hours for the first several days or even several weeks. Each day or other day, extend this time for 15 minutes or more and continually increase the time you want to go outside. This method is doing much more than house training your puppy. It is also setting you up again as the pack leader of the group. You're saying without words, I'm in control of when you pee and where you pee. See, puppies thrive on patterns. When you set these patterns up, the puppy will get to expecting that you will come to let him out real soon. You are winning a major battle. One way to help them adjust to the crate is to throw a few treats inside so they'll feel rewarded for entering the crate, or you could use a toy to make them go in. All right, last case scenario. Manually pick them up and put them in the crate. See, this is not an option. They're going inside the crate. It depends on them how they're going inside the crate. Also, feed your puppy inside the crate 3 times a day. When finished, remove the food. If not, then the water bowl will be turned over and it becomes a toy. A puppy can go 8 hours easily without water. They'll be fine. So let me give you a future look. Some of what I've said may seem bleak, but listen to this. One day, believe it or not, you're going to leave the door open to the crate and your puppy's going to enter it and sleep. I guarantee it. You might be thinking that you're not home during the day and you cannot do this. Then we'll attack that in a second. But for now, I'm giving you the ultimate way to housebreak your puppy or even your older dog. Basically, you will put the puppy in the crate for an hour or two at different times during the day and then take him outside to eliminate. The advantage to this method is that most dogs won't eliminate when they're in small areas due to their instinct. In this way, you're actually using a natural canine instinct to teach your puppy to hold it until he's taken outside to the designated area. They come to think of this crate as their den. Did you know that when a puppy's 4 to 6 weeks old, it will leave its den and walk outside to pee and poop? It's true. A puppy doesn't like to pee where it sleeps unless a pattern has already been set early in its life. For example, a puppy from a pet store who never leaves the crate and has to pee in it will sometimes pee in the crates, but we'll attack that later too. When using the crate in your training, just be sure not to leave your puppy in the crate for more than 4 hours at a time or for many hours during the day. That would be cruel and bad for the puppy's development. This doesn't have to do with nighttime. At night, take the puppy outside to pee and poop, no playing, strictly business, and then return to the cage and go to bed. Every time you take your puppy out of the crate, attach the leash and go directly outside. Keep this as your routine. In days, your puppy will know this routine and will get to expecting you to take him outside. You are 99% of the way there. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. Another question I get is, when can I quit using the leash? Now, if you're talking about outside and you don't have a fenced yard, then my answer is never. So you don't want to take that risk of your dog getting injured in the road, but that's just me. If you have a fenced yard, then try it without the leash for a month, after a month or so. Give the command to go potty or whatever you use and see if he goes to his spot and does the duty. Did he? Then you're doing great. If not, then place the leash back on and keep it on for now. Okay? So let's look at the problem in case you're not home during the day and cannot use the method full time. Here are my suggestions. You could either use a dog kennel. You could get a friend or a pet sitter to come over and take your puppy out during this time. Or you can use paper training that I'll tell you about. But know that I don't like to do this, but it's better than leaving them in the crate too long. Paper training when you cannot do the crate training during the day. But remember, when you're at home, go back to the crate training. The crate is your friend. All right, so the paper training. Place the puppy in a closed spot without carpet, for example, a laundry room or the kitchen. Use baby gates to block the entrance, or you can use like a baby pen that he can stay in. Place the papers on one side of the area and the crate on the other side. Tie the crate door open so that your puppy can come and go as he pleases. Now let's talk about crate training an older dog. Housebreaking older dogs. Here's the short answer. Train them exactly like you do the puppy. Yes, they'll be able to hold it much longer than the puppies. Don't let the shelter or the previous owners tell you that the dog is house trained. If you do not establish the rules in the beginning, then they will still pee in your house and mark their territory. Remember that you are doing much more than potty training. You're telling the new addition that you are the pack leader. Let me give you a basic routine. Place them in the crate. Let them out every couple of hours. Attach the leash. Go outside to the potty place. Praise him and treat him when he pees or poops. Take him back out. Take him back inside and keep on the leash near you or attach it to furniture. Repeat the process in a couple of hours. Each week or even in days, you can extend this time from 2 hours to 3 hours and then the next week to 4 hours. And after a week, 3 and 4, if your dog is doing great, then you can have moments of him being in the house without the leash. If he does something wrong, then backtrack and know that you're pushing it too far and you're pushing it too early. Slow down and go back a few weeks in training. While I'm thinking about it, I don't like doggy doors. Until the dog's older, like 2 years old or more, here's why. Because it doesn't teach your dog any bladder control. It shows the dog that they are the ones in control. The go outside when they want to and how they want to. They go pee where they want to go. It's just not a good idea. Variations. Now, we have just covered the basic routine of house training, but there are a few common variations to the routine I've described. If you choose to use one of these variations instead of the basic routine, that's fine. However, no, you must choose to utilize the variation from the beginning and use it exclusively. A dog cannot understand variations, so to him, your routine must be the same. Your routine must just be the way things are in his world. That is what I used to say, but this is the part that was included, but guess what? It doesn't work. Paper training. Some dog owners may face obstacles to taking their dogs outside to eliminate. Maybe they live in the Arctic or will get frostbitten if they go outside. Maybe they live in an apartment where there's no available outdoor space for dogs to go to the bathroom. Maybe they have some physical impediment which prevents them from being able to take their puppy out as frequently as it needs to go. In cases such as these, there is a possibility of training the puppy to eliminate indoors on paper that can be cleaned up. Now, this will work much better for smaller breeds, but I want you to know beforehand, this is not my recommended method. It gets a little messy. You should know that if you choose to let your puppy relieve himself inside, you're going to have a lot more accidents. In paper training, you essentially follow the same process as regular outdoor training, except your special elimination spot is a stack of newspapers laid on the floor somewhere in the house. You will need to choose a small room in your home, spread out the newspapers all over the floor. It's nice if you could put like a waterproof piece of plastic or other protector under the paper to kind of protect your carpet or your floor. After feeding your puppy or giving him something to drink, you take him to his room on the paper, repeat the verbal command, and praise him for eliminating there. Once he's finished his business, you replace the newspaper except for like a small sheet and keep it on the floor. Next time he enters the room, he smells it. He knows where to go. At least that's the theory. You continue to get smaller and smaller with the paper, taking away about half of the paper each time until you end up with one or two sheets on the floor. You can also choose to train your dog to eliminate like in special pans or litter box type products that can be purchased at a pet store. Make sure you again praise him when he goes in the right spot. And when he goes in another room, pick him up, take him to the paper. Keep in mind, repetition wins. Don't get mad at him, especially if you haven't kept your eye on him. It is best to catch him in the act. That way you can pick him up and let him finish on the paper and praise him when he does it. Ring the bell. Now another variation is to hang a bell from the doorknob and teach him that when he rings the bell, you'll take him outside. Sounds like a bit like science fiction, doesn't it? Here is how to do this specifically. Hang the bell from the door. Every time you take her outside to lemonade, hold the door in such a way that she has to bump the bell and ring it on her way out. In this way, she learns to associate with ringing the bell with going outside and relieving herself. Even if she bumps into the bell by accident, immediately take her outside to the spot. Remember, it's all about consistency and repetition. Are you hearing the sarcasm? Guess what? You try the bell, and your puppy is going to drive you nuts. You're going to give him access to ring a bell so that he can go outside every time he rings a bell. Do you know how many times he will ring that bell and have nothing to do with peeing or pooping? Dozens. I would leave this one alone. Now, I'm including these techniques so that you don't run across them and see something new or I haven't tried that and it sets you back. All right, accidents. Dealing with this going to happen. The good news is that accidents will be reduced if you'll consistently apply the house training routine and very vigilant and disciplined about taking your dog out, especially using the crate training methods that I've shared with you. The bad news is that there is virtually no way you can prevent accidents from happening at least a few times during this process. Now that you know this unfortunate fact, you might as well learn how to deal with accidents and or near accidents. If you notice your puppy sniffing and circling or otherwise showing signs that you might that he might be about to eliminate indoors, clap your hands quickly. The sound will disrupt his activity. Take him outside and repeat the usual command. If you catch him while doing it, stop him with a quick grab of his collar and pick him up. Take him outside to the spot and let him finish his business. When he does, pet him and praise him, even give him a treat. It is a must to make your dog get used to being praised whenever he does anything that makes you proud. Giving him food as a reward, not as a bribe, as a reward after he goes pee or potty, when he does his business in the appropriate spot, can help. If you find a mess but you did not see him make it and therefore could not interrupt the process, there is nothing you can do other than clean it up. It would be nice to be able to sit your dog down and have a nice chat about why you don't appreciate finding these little surprises in the house, but that's not possible. So your dog lives in the here and now. Any punishment or reprimand that you dole out after the fact will not be connected in his mind to the act of going to the bathroom indoors. If you didn't see it happen, you've lost your chance. Clean it up and wait for the next opportunity to teach your puppy. All he will know is that you are angry at him. He won't have a clue why you're mad. This is why the method of sticking his nose in it is about the stupidest advice I've ever heard. Problem solver. Let's say you've been working on training your dog according to the methods described in this book, but after a week or so, you haven't seen any progress. First of all, yes, you should be seeing some major improvement by this point, so you are right to be wondering what's going on. If you're having trouble training, there are a few different things that might be going on. First of all, if your puppy is having trouble with house training, it is important to go through a quick examination of conscience as an owner. It's hard to hear it, but always training problems are usually due to the owner's lack of commitment to the training process. Think back to when you started training. Have you left your puppy alone for too long? Are you taking her outside every 2 to 4 hours? Are you taking her out during the night? Have you changed expectations? Are you using different areas or different spots? Are different family members using different methods? Have you hit your puppy or tried to shame him after he's eliminated indoors? Have you been given consistent praise when he eliminates correctly? If you haven't been 100% faithful to the system, this is most likely the root of the problem. Make the corrections as necessary, be consistent, follow the routine to the letter, and you will soon see improvement. If you can honestly say that you've been complying exactly with the house training program that I've described above, there are a couple of things that could be happening. First, let's address submissive urination. Now, if this is the problem your puppy has, it means that every time you greet your puppy, she pees all over the floor, even worse, all over you. Now, in general, this is not a housebreaking problem. It's actually due to the fact that your puppy is probably not old enough to have developed strong control of her bladder muscles. She pees inside but is not aware of the fact. She will most likely outgrow the problem very soon as she matures. It's nice to know that submissive urination is not because of your house training. It's not because they're not well behaved, but what can you do about it? Here are the great tips for dealing with this issue. Avoid eye contact, talking, and touching during those emotional highs. For instance, when you enter the room or exit the room, don't make a big deal out of it. If you've been away from your puppy for several hours and you enter the room, don't talk to him. Just attach the leash and walk outside to the potty place. Also, remember, never yell or strike or show anger towards your dog. Yes, you want to be the alpha dog, the leader, but don't do this by brute force. And remember, most submissive urination will cease as the puppy grows older. Another possibility of having trouble with housebreaking, despite your best efforts, is that your puppy was born with some sort of physical problem that prevents him from being able to control his bladder. This can happen occasionally when a dog has surgery, such as being spayed. The only way to tell if this is the case is visit your veterinarian so that he or she can examine your dog and advise you on the best course of action.